Chandu, the magician. Were you disappointed because you failed to get Chandu's money changer trick when he offered it to you a few weeks ago? Then listen. Chandu brings this magic trick back to you. Once again, you can have Chandu's money changer for just 25 cents in coin and one White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. Place a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. The penny is gone, and in its place is a silver dime. You can perform this fascinating trick over and over. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail a quarter and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Send for your money changer tonight. Before leaving the Siamese jungle village, Frank Chandler at last breaks into the workshop of the uncanny Dr. Shaw. There, he finds the curious apparatus devised by the doctor for his diabolical experiments with magnetism. Near it, like one under a hypnotic spell, sits a young Hindu. And Captain Yap Hong recognizes him as Lal Singh, who disappeared mysteriously from his yacht in the Gulf of Siam 3 months ago. Then, on the way down the dark jungle river, Chandler learns that the dreaded Dakuka Fai, the Brothers of Jeopardy, of which Dr. Shaw is secretly a member, had killed Lal Singh's brother. And Dr. Shaw is to meet in Calcutta the sinister Raksor. It is days later, aboard Lal Singh's yacht nearing the Calcutta docks. The regents still do not know that the sinister Raksor is in India. Chandu, the magician.
Bakshi, sir! Bakshi, sir! Bakshi, sir!
What's the matter, Lal Singh?
What? Oh, I am sorry.
You were standing by the rail like a statue. You don't look very glad to be going home.
But of course I am.
You don't think your father will blame you? You couldn't help what happened to you.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's nothing at all.
Shall I go away and let you think your dark thoughts?
Oh, please don't. I don't like my thoughts this morning.
I knew there was something the matter. You're not still worrying about that old Dr. Shaw, I hope.
Well, not in the way you mean.
I'd like to have seen his face when he came back to the bungalow and found out we'd gone. You know what I think?
What? No, Betty. How could I?
Oh, I didn't mean I thought you could read my mind. That's just a thing we say.
I've noticed your father doesn't always seem to understand you and Bob. I find that quite encouraging.
Well, Daddy's always miles away figuring something out scientifically. Half the time he doesn't hear what we say at all. Besides...
Now, you look sad.
No, I was just going to say, he was gone for years. And all that time, he hardly heard any English.
But you don't speak English.
Why, Lal Singh.
Oh, I only meant you speak the American language, not English.
They're just the same.
Oh, not at all. I went to school in England, you know.
All right. Say something I can't understand.
Oh, very well. But won't you tell me, first, what you were thinking about Dr. Shaw?
Well, I was going to say, I think those beads he tried to give me were strung on that same kind of metal the tiger's collar was made of, and that...
Metal. I should have waited there and killed him.
Lal Singh.
In a thousand lifetimes, he can never atone for what he's doing now.
Oh, I wish I hadn't said anything about it. You look positively blood-curdling. Log, can't you?
Where? What is it?
Oh, dear, I didn't mean log. I guess I meant listen. Can't you forget about Dr. Shaw for 5 minutes?
Well, shall I tell you about my home? I'm so sorry you couldn't see it for yourself.
I am, too, when we're so near.
Perhaps you'll be in India again one day.
Maybe. Lal Singh, did you know Uncle Frank when he was in India before?
Well, I'd heard of him, of course, but I'd never met him. He's extraordinary.
Well, you two look very serious.
We were talking about you, Uncle Frank.
With Calcutta spread out on both sides of the river for you to see.
I've been looking at it. And speaking of secrets, I know now what's the matter, Lal Singh.
You know?
I can tell by the way you look. Uncle Frank's told you something we don't know. Now, hasn't he?
We'll be in a few minutes, Betty. Don't you think you'd better go below and make sure your packing's done?
It is. But I'll go. This has happened to me before.
Don't say anything like that to your mother, will you?
Of course not. And I wouldn't think of asking what it is. See you.
You haven't remembered anything more, Lal Singh? Where Roxo was to meet Dr. Shaw, for instance?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chandler. If the message mentioned a meeting place, I've forgotten it.
Well, there'll be some way to locate it. I must find out what Roxo is doing in India.
Oh, we're tying up. I'll send a man to tell...
Lal Singh.
Yes,
back
what?
Here, quick.
But
you mustn't see me.
Who is it?
Dr. Shaw. On the dock there.
He can't have reached Calcutta so soon.
He has, though. I'll have to ask you to take the others to the hotel, Lal Singh. I'll join you as soon as I can.
What shall I say to Mrs. Regent?
Tell her I've met an acquaintance. You don't know who it is. I'll just give him time to walk away, and then... Ah, there he goes. I'll meet you at the hotel.
For Pete's sake, it's true about the sacred cows. They just wander all over and you have to go around them.
Quite true, Bob.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that, Lal Singh. I'm sorry.
I understand. When I came home from England, they seemed almost as strange to me as they do to you.
I'd forgotten the look of Calcutta. It's like no other place on earth.
You know, you look much better, Robert. The sea was good for you.
By Jove, there it is. It's still here.
What, dear?
That restaurant. I must have dropped in there 100 times when I was here with the British, when I was here last.
Would you like to stop now, sir? We'll have plenty of time before we're to meet Mr. Chandler.
Oh, let's do, Robert.
Dookie Ram, stop when you can find a place.
Is this the place you wrote me about, where they had such superlative tea?
How can you remember that all these years, my dear?
Oh, I don't know.
She has elephant blood.
Well, you know, you haven't written me so many letters, I can't remember what was in them.
Oh, I hope this will be like those marvelous cafes in Cairo, with weird music and Egyptian singers. Is it Lal Singh?
Oh, but on the contrary, it might almost be a restaurant in England.
Oh.
The orchestra sometimes plays our music, but the last time I was here, the singer was actually an American.
Well, that's a switch. Come on, Bet.
All right.
Robert, do you realize this is the very first time we've all gone into a restaurant together? It's a real occasion.
We've lost so many years.
We'll make up for them, darling.
Your Highness, please come this way.
Why, you're new here, aren't you?
That is true. You have seen me at the Chota Manzil Club. Does this table please, Your Highness?
Yes, thank you. And Mrs. Regent?
It's very nice.
Hasn't changed in the least.
What were you doing here, Dad? Or shouldn't I ask that?
Well, let's order tea first. Would you like to order for us, Lal Singh?
Well, wait. That must be the singer. He looks like somebody out of the movies. I wonder who he is.
Well, I don't know his name.
There is a garden in my heart, all sweet and fresh with dew. Its blossoms are my tenderest thoughts, its fragrance love for you. There is a cloister in my heart of calm and holy air. I place your image in this shrine and sweetly worship there. There is a singing in my heart that ever seems to me of lovely tone and cadences in unison with thee. O dear and secret garden and cloister set apart, O sweetly mystic harmony, you glorify my heart.
Oh, what a charming song. I never heard it before.
He sounded kind of homesick, didn't he? Let's ask him to come over here, shall we?
Well, I'll speak to the waiter.
Hold it. There's Uncle Frank.
Oh, he sees us. Oh, Frank. How did you know where we were?
I saw your luggage in the car outside.
Did you get our plane reservation?
No, Dot. There isn't a thing until day after tomorrow.
Well, that's not too bad, Frank.
Well, I know you're anxious to get started for home.
Oh, I don't know. Dorothy and I were just saying we'd spend so little time with the children. We can be complete tourists for a day or so.
There may be something I can do, Mr. Chandler.
I wish you'd try.
Are you kidding? The minute we get home, we'll have to go back to school.
Lal Singh, suppose you come with me now.
Well, we'll go on to the hotel then, after tea.
All right, Dot. I've engaged rooms at the Rajputana.
Huh? Lal Singh said that...
I know, but the Rajputana's more convenient.
I know what you mean. I did see him then. Rocksora.
In Calcutta?
In the street outside. I thought I'd imagined it.
Oh, Robert, perhaps you did.
He could have seen him, Dot. I walked into the Victoria Hotel lounge and met him face to face.
Well, what's he doing here?
Whatever it is, you're leaving Calcutta the minute I can get tickets. Come on, Lal Singh. Let's see what we can do.
Chandu's money changer trick is back once more in a thrilling encore offer. Yes, once again, you can have this magic trick to mystify and entertain your friends for just 25 cents and a box top from a package of White King granulated soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. This trick is so clever, it is very hard to detect. Yet so easy, any child can do it. Listen. You lay a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Then raise the block. Lo and behold, the penny has become a silver dime. Make magic your hobby. To get your Assyrian money changer, send 25 cents in coin and one White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.